Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Fulton County Thrivecast. We're exploring the dynamic landscape of Fulton County, Ohio's economic development initiatives. We'll uncover the driving forces behind the economic growth, featuring interviews with key leaders, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who are shaping the future of Fulton County, Ohio. Businesses don't only operate in Fulton County, Ohio, they are thriving.
Welcome back to Thrivecast. I am Kelly Cove, and today we are joined with the leader and a few alumni members of Fulton Leadership University, FLU, as we call it as a shortened version. So we have Dave Lersch here, as well as Nick Gill and Dustin Wittenmeyer. Dave, would you like to introduce yourself?
Kelly, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here today. Dave Lersch, I worked for Miller Brothers Construction for 40 years, and I retired in December, and have had the opportunity now to take over for Rich Menzel, leading FLU, so I'm brand new to it, but really excited about the opportunity I have just to be involved in our community.
Yeah, and you said 40 years with Miller Brothers, and many of those years with human resources and development, so it was a very easy jump into this for you.
Yeah, the people side of it is what I've always enjoyed, so really look forward. I have loved being a student of leadership, and again, I think it's just a great skill set to develop, and really looking forward to working with students in the future.
And we have two of those students who were just in the last session of FLU. Nick, we'll start with you, if you can introduce yourself.
Yeah, hi, I'm Nick Gill. Work at Hasdor here in Wauseon. Just had my first year anniversary yesterday, actually. So relatively new to the company, but have been super impressed with the quality of people there at Hasdor. Have transitioned into a leadership role since I started there. I'm in controls engineering, so on the technical side of things, but it's been a great experience so far.
Great. And Dustin?
Yeah, Dustin Wittenmeyer. I work at Sauter Woodworking. I've been there for about 12 years now, getting close to that. Have been there a while. I've transitioned from being a warehouse worker to now I work in the import side of the business, and had various opportunities presented to me along the way. FLU was one of them, and I was excited to take it on.
Okay, so FLU, Fulton Leadership University, what is this and what inspired the founding of this?
Well, looking back, Kelly, we were just reflecting today. I think it started in 2018. You might have been in the first class.
I was, yes.
So again, I think Matt Gilroy, I think Matt deserves the credit for launching this this program. I think Matt at that time must have sensed, as I do, and if you understand leadership, it is a great quality to have in a business. And again, I believe, thoroughly believe, that leadership can be learned. Some people may say you're born with it. Some people may not. I think it is a skill set that can be developed. It can be developed in the workplace. It can be developed in the classroom. And I think the program, what FLU is about, and I want to give kudos to Rich Menzel for carrying the banter here for the past 3 to 5 years. Rich really got this thing established then. Again, just grabbing area businesses, asking them, do you have people you feel that need development? And again, I come back to leadership can be learned, it can be taught. And so I think it is a skill set that is essential. I think there are vacuums many times in our entire personal lives and work lives where leadership skills can help us do a better job. So I think that's the precipice that this was birthed out of, and just looking forward to helping develop that.
Yeah, and Rich Menzel, you've mentioned his name, was the Vice President of Human Resources with North Star Blue Scope Steel, and then took this program on in his retirement years as well, and now you're going to be at the helm. And you did mention that I was in the first class. I was in 2018, and as we were developing this, it was, you know, kind of a work in progress that first year, but there was a lot of conversations about many of these local businesses, the turnover that they were going to have as far as retirement age. There was I forget the exact percentage, but there was a large percentage of kind of those upper management leadership roles that they were expecting to have a large percentage of turnover just based on retirement age. So it was a focus on getting the next generation ready to take over those roles. And And in that, you know, you say leadership is something that you do think can be learned. So what is it that guides your curriculum in these sessions? There are 8-hour sessions once a month. So what goes into those?
Yeah, we're starting in September. And again, we're going to have 9 different sessions. We're bringing in educators from the University of Toledo. We brought in people from Northwest State. We have area businesses who have men and women with expertise that we bring in. And again, it's about the development of people. It's the leadership skills, because that's what we deal with every day. You have to be able to deal with people up and down the chain of command. I'm a firm believer in that everyone is a leader. Whether you're at the bottom of the chain or at the top of the chain, the frontline people know what's happening. The executive sitting in the office cannot always know that. So I really believe there are skills in communication and engagement that can help individuals. And I think our guys today exemplified that, as many of their classmates did. They saw skill sets. They did personal assessments on themselves. I think awareness is a great skill set to have as an individual. You need to be aware of who you are before you can go and help develop other people. So there's assessment skills, there's communication skills, there's problem solving skills, conflict resolution. We try to talk about all those type of things that are really, I believe, people skills that can be developed.
And Nick and Dustin, can you walk us through what a session is like? What is a day within Fulton Leadership like?
Yeah. So like you already mentioned, we would meet at different manufacturers here in the county. And the first session, for instance, was at Sauter. And so we all met there. And Dr. Janelle Whitner from University of Toledo was there, taught our first session. So that was the first half of the day. And then we would, you know, break for lunch. But during the lunch session, we'd also have people from the facility that we were at come in and share their, expertise that they have, maybe what they do, obviously, at that facility. And then the second half of the day might even be a different speaker on a little different topic, or the same speaker just kind of finishing up their lesson for the day. But there's usually a group exercise involved at some point during the day as well, which helped break things up. And it was really good to interact, get to know the other people in the class, and just develop some skills, like David already mentioned.
And so you said that you were meeting at different manufacturers. Each session, mm-hmm. you're going to a different business within Fulton County, and they're hosting you there, your classroom session, as well as a tour, or, you know, meeting with, like you said, people that have expertise within their field, and that's all done within the county at different locations.
Correct. Yep.
And for both of you, was this a program that you heard of and then took to your management team, or were you approached by your management team as, we have this opportunity that we'd like you to participate in?
It was, for me, it was the management team reached out, and as someone from HR, actually, within the organization, they identified that maybe I was a good candidate for this, and presented to me what it was going to be. And one of the things about it was, at first I thought, oh, is this going to be like a beginner level thing, or and I'm sort of in the middle of my career, I felt like, but I was pleasantly surprised that it is something that I think is it turned out to be very adaptable, in the sense that whether you're starting out a career or you have some experience, and there were people in the class who did have experience and people who were starting out, and I think the way it's presented and the way the information's brought about and from all the people you meet, it's really a chance to explore what you know, what you don't know, and it really works for whatever level you're at. But it was a surprise I had, but I was reached out to from HR initially.
Yeah, my boss as well had mentioned, hey, would you be interested in this? And actually, I had a coworker that was in the session the year prior, so he kind of shared his experience with me, showed me some of the material, things they covered, and I love learning and leadership and reading books and all that stuff on leadership, podcasts, whatever. But I thought it looked really interesting. And like Dustin had mentioned, it seemed kind of, no matter where you're at in your career or what your aspirations are, You can apply it to where, no matter where you're at. So it looked very interesting at the point.
Yeah, and I think to that point as well, you know, you said there's some people that did have experience within leadership, and you know, you think of teachers and doctors or engineers that have to do continuing ed classes because things do change. Dave, has there been changes within leadership that you've seen over your 40 years? Are there things that are a bigger focus now or less of a focus now? Just any changes?
Well, I think one thing you mentioned, Kelly, is the aging workforce. And so do businesses have succession planning in place? I think that's one of the big things that our businesses, and we want to make sure Fulton County is out on the front edge of this stuff, is aware, is thinking about that type of stuff. That, you know, in the construction industry, we had 41% of our workforce was going to retire in 2031. Well, that's how does that even hit you? What is that going to do to your organization? So I think we got to be ready for that. We got to be ready just to fill seats. I think new things that are there is AI. That's something I really want to bring to the classroom in this next year. Artificial intelligence. How can we use it? We should not be afraid of it. Yet. It should not overtake everything that we do. So again, I think there are changes that are happening in society. We're much more transient than we used to be. We aren't home growing our people like we maybe used to in Fulton County. So again, I think there's lots of challenges, plenty of opportunities.
And going back also to how you guys got involved, there is a cost to the program, and the cost, is that something that your company sponsored for you?
That's correct, yep.
Yeah.
And I mean, of course, companies want to see a return on investment. So how is the success of this program measured for the students?
Well, maybe for me, and again, I'm very new to it. I am just accumulating the surveys of these young people and older people that went through the class just to understand. And I think we definitely want to make sure businesses believe they are getting value. I think the value is phenomenal. It is $1,000 per student. I do not believe that should be cost prohibitive today. There should be businesses that understand the value. Now, again, it's up to our students to take that back to their businesses. And I think maybe the capstone projects that these guys will talk about help do that, because we wanted to ask them to go and do something that is very positive for your business, something they maybe have not even considered. It might be outside their department. So again, that's a huge stretch. But again, being able to think about new things and new ways, I think that's leadership. I think that's vision. And I think that's what we're trying to develop.
Yeah, you mentioned the capstone projects. Can you guys tell us a little about those?
Sure. Yeah, I think to kind of answer the question too of like, how is the ROI measured? So with the capstone project, we did meet with our mentors. So whoever kind of recommended us for the program, and kind of come up with a scope for a project for our company, what would benefit the company. And then obviously at the end of the program, then we presented on our capstone project. So the idea obviously with the capstone project is to implement what we've been learning throughout the program. And we tried to focus more on the across like other departments and the interaction, getting outside of your own little comfort area and try to implement those communication skills, some of the soft skills, the emotional intelligence, those types of things, and kind of reinforcing the team atmosphere in the work environment, right? Like being in a technical field, it's very easy to just like hone in and focus on the thing that you're doing and not involve anybody else. So trying to break out of that shell, talk to the other supervisors in the area, understand their needs, so that way we can improve our company overall and not just a singular area. So not to get into all the details of my project, but it was more of a technical project, but it did, you know, surveying the other departments, asking supervisors, again, what were their concerns, what were their needs, what were they like problems they would like solved, and then trying to address holistically those solutions.
We talked a little bit about, I was in it the first year, and one of the things that we did within our program was Dr. Chris Harbin, who is a professor from Penn State and did the first year of this program, would meet with us and our mentor. So you mentioned that you would meet with your mentor in the development of your capstone project and implementation of your capstone project. Is that something that you plan to continue as far as the meetings with the students and with the mentors within the program?
Well, I think we need to develop that. Again, there has to be great dialogue and communication. Again, I think we want our students to really understand expectations going into FLU. Again, we want to do a good job of that. They're coming from a variety of backgrounds. And again, something that Nick said, I think just for a leader to understand the big picture, that when these guys had to develop their capstones, they had to get outside the box that they normally live in every day. They had to communicate with people outside of that. And I think they gained understanding. I think that's a great leadership skill.
Yeah, I agree. Nick and Dustin, is there any advice that you would give for somebody who's thinking about doing this program?
Yeah, I would say go for it. That'd be my advice. It's a great challenge, and it's one of these things where the more you put in, the more you get out. A lot of what we do is, as Dave mentioned, reflections on ourselves and how other people work, and understanding how to work better with others. And frankly, in the program, you get to meet people from all across different industries, and you see the commonalities. You start to see these patterns emerge, and if you're reflective and you're engaged with it, it's one of these things that then you can grow and apply in your own workplace. So it's absolutely, if you want to grow as a leader, you should 100% do it.
Yeah, I agree. Just even from the simple aspect of like networking, you know, you get to meet other people from other manufacturers. You get to tour their facilities. So getting ideas maybe for a solution at your facility from somebody else that they've already implemented and can maybe help guide you through that process. You know, in your own company, I definitely would, you know, like Dustin said, go for it, because like Dave already mentioned, you do a lot of self evaluation, and like Dave said, it helps you understand yourself. And once you're able to do that, then like it really drove a curiosity in me to like understand other people as well. So like, okay, now I understand my strengths and weaknesses. Okay, that's great. So now I can start working on my weaknesses, but now, it gave me an outward perspective rather than like always an inward perspective, like understanding other people. Okay, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? And frustrations, and how can we help address those, and that type of thing. So, you know, it's not exactly a, like, I'm going to learn how to become a better project manager and use this tool, but more on the personal side of things and the relationships, like how to build relationships, how to maintain relationships. So you're talking about employee retention and all the people retiring and all those things. So I think it helps address a lot of different things through this program that I was pleasantly surprised that we talked about and learned.
Yeah, something else that I want to point out is that when you meet these different professionals across different industries, like I said, I've been in production environment on the shop floor, and I've been in a corporate environment. And sometimes, depending on your role, depending on your placement, you can feel like you're kind of like on your own, and like maybe no one else is going through the same thing I'm going through, these challenges that I face. And when you go there, everybody's talking about what they're going through, and you learn not just that how they might handle it, but that you're not alone, and that there are other people you could reach out to, and that makes you feel a little more confident and in your decisions, and then in your role back at the organization you work for.
Well, that's great examples and great advice. Thank you for sharing all of that. And Dave, can you tell us, how do you apply for this program?
Well, I would tell you to visit the FCEDC website. That's probably the best area, and I can't tell you right now under which tab it is, but I think you can find the applications. We will continually remind the membership. And again, you do need to be a member of the FCEDC for one of your employees to attend. So that's another good plug to get involved in the FCEDC. But again, classes will start again in September. So we are moving and planning for next year, and we'll have about approximately 20 students. And we've already got some applications, and we will probably have to cut that off.
Great, thank you. So the website is fcedc-ohio.com, and that's where you will find the application. And any questions about the program, you'll also find more contact information on that website as far as phone numbers, email address. So please reach out if you have any questions about it. And Nick, Dustin, Dave, thank you all so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.